Hello again and welcome to another Happiness Podcast with me, Frederica Roberts, the Happiness Speaker. Today, I want to talk to you about friendship and the importance of friendship. As I'm recording this podcast, I'm ridiculously excited, elated, exhilarated even, because this evening I'm driving a couple of hours to go and see a very good friend of mine, Claire, who lives very close to Manchester Airport, which is very handy on this occasion, because I'm going to spend a few hours with her this evening, crash at her house and sneak out before dawn to catch an early morning flight to Rome. Now, you would think going to Rome would be exciting enough, and of course it is, even though I've been many, many times. I'm so fortunate, I have a lot of family there. To me, going to Rome on this occasion is about so much more than the beautiful, the magical, the stunning city of Rome, with which I am absolutely head over heels in love. For me, going to Rome this time marks a special occasion. Now, I grew up in Luxembourg with friends from all over Europe originally, and my two closest and oldest, and I'm not saying oldest in terms of age, we're still very young at 40 and 41 between us, but my oldest friends stemming back to when we were four and in kindergarten, in nursery, have gone through the entire school life with me. And we were so close, and we've continued to be close, even though we've lived in different countries for the past 23 years since we all finished school. And it's not very often that we spend a lot of time with each other. Usually when I go to Luxembourg over Christmas, which is every couple of years, we manage to snatch a few hours with each other. Claire lives in Brussels now. Yes, it is another Claire. I have a lot of Claires in my life. And Nadege lives just over the border from Luxembourg in Germany now. But to all intents and purposes, it's as if she lived in Luxembourg in terms of visiting. And here's the thing, it's never enough time. When we see each other, it's as if we'd never left off. We just pick up and carry on all the usual conversations. And that's a true mark of friendship. We're there for each other no matter what. We always have been over the years, regardless of the distance. But the last time we had any serious time together was when Nadege was pregnant with Mika, her second child. And that was quite a few years ago now. So the opportunity came up. My cousin's flat is empty for a little while before she moves into it. And since the person that was renting it has moved out. And although I do have family and my mum has a flat in Rome, we wanted a space that was ours. So we decided to just get together and have a long weekend in Rome, as we all had to fly. So it didn't really matter where we were going to go, as long as it was reasonably short haul and not too expensive. So that's why I'm so excited, because I'm so blessed, I'm so fortunate. I have these amazing friends in my life, Claire and Nadege, who are flying to Rome to see me, and Claire in Manchester, or in Cheshire really, who's going to put me up, even though it's not going to be for very long, but we do see each other a little bit more than I see Claire and Nadege, and I will make sure that I go and see her again on the way back from Manchester Airport, so we have a bit more time together. And this is the stuff of life. This is happiness. This is what we should all make time for, because it is good for the soul. Now, the downside is I've just been to a fantastic conference with the Professional Speakers Association. Sorry, it's now the Professional Speaking Association. And so I've been away for a weekend from my children. I got back very, very tired on Sunday night. And then, of course, they went to school yesterday morning. So we've not seen each other much. And they've gone to school this morning. And I said goodbye, as I'll be going before they get home tonight. And I won't see them until Monday morning next week. And then it's back into evening workshops and all sorts of things, networking, etc. So time with the family is precious. And for me, happiness is about balancing all of those things as best we can, not feeling guilty for the time we don't have, because we're all human, and making the most of the time that we do get. So I'm very much looking forward to spending some fantastic quality time with Claire and Nadege, and with Claire over here in the UK. And with my family, my auntie and, well, my aunties, in fact, and uncles and my cousins and my mum in Rome as well, before my friends arrive, my auntie's trying to cook all my favourite dishes for me that Nonna Vanda, my grandmother, used to cook. So I'm really looking forward to that. So whatever and wherever your friends are, whoever they are, the people that really matter in your life, make sure you make time for them, because that is fundamental to being happy. Make time for them, they'll make time for you, and you keep each other going. That's all from me for today. I'm off to Rome tomorrow, so I will be having a wonderful week. I hope you will all have a fantastic week. Enjoy your friends, enjoy the Happiness Podcast, and come and see me on Facebook at facebook.com/happiness.speaker. And my blog is also on my website, which is www.happiness-speaker.co.uk. This has been Frederica Roberts, the Happiness Speaker.